And he also signed on this paper.
Yeah.
Rashi says he also made the same mistake. The Savri thought Linsamune Osi is only coming to test us to see if we really listen to him. And therefore they signed on this Maisa. So Yehu Tzadik Rab Heve. Yehu was a big tzadik. That's Tamat Tzadik, a big tzadik. Shem Reposit says, Yehim Rashem O Yehu Yan Asher Heki Voice Salasa Sayosher Bienai. You did well, you did the Yosher in the right way in my eyes. Chol Hashem Levavi. Everything that was in my heart, Asisa. Lebeis Achav B'nei Revi'im Yeshiv Lecha Kisa Yisrael. Because of that, B'nei Revi'im, your fourth generation, they'll come back to be on the Kisa, they'll be the throne of Yisrael. Yosef, it says, V'yeyu lo yishom al alecha teres Hashem lakei Yisrael, but Yael did not watch himself to go the ways of Hashem. B'chol Levavi. What does that mean? Lo yisar me'al chatas Yeravim. But he did not go away, he did not turn away from Yeravim. This one chet he also had. He did not turn away from Yeravim. Asher hechti es Yisrael, that he was machti, made Klal Yisrael worship of Avodah Zarah. Yeah. So you see, even Yehu also made this mistake. And why did he make the mistake? Because all these chashuva people signed the letter, signed the constitution saying, whatever Yeravim says, we agree with. So he also thought, Mistami, he had a right, he was doing the right thing. My Gomalei, what caused him to do this? Omer Abaya, bris krusim es fasayim. When a person says something, it's a bris krusim, is whatever you say, the words, the curse, whatever you say, sometimes it becomes true. There's a bris krusim, a special bris, words have a power. Just like we know there's a power of an ayin hara, a person could look dead at you, there's a kerech of a kerech of speech also. Dibur has a power to do things. Shneva Pasuk says, achiv ovad habal, ma'at, Yeyo Yavdu, not Meyat, Yeyo Yavdeni Harvey. That Achav made the Baal a little bit, and Yeyo Yavdeni, he will worship them a lot. So the word they spoke, he spoke out like this, you know, he said upon himself. But he's speaking to clients like this, Achav of the Baal Mafi only did a little bit, but Yeyo Yavdeni Harvey, he'll worship it a lot. But since he spoke out like this, that he will worship it, he gave himself like a klolov. He meant it for the good, as if to stop Klal Yisrael from worshipping it. But since he said that he's going to do a lot, that was a klola that he eventually, like, he didn't really worship, just he did not stop Yeravim from worshipping. Rav Omar, Choismoy shel ach yashilemi Rav ito. Rav says, you know why Yehu made a mistake? Because the Maaseh before, he saw that even ach yashilemi signed the constitution that whatever Yeravim says will accept. So if a tzaddik like him will accept it, for sure I have to accept it also. So that was his mistake. The Siddur Pasuk says, V'shachata seitim hemiku, v'animusa l'kula. Omer Reb Yechon, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heim hemiku mishali, they are, what deeper down, they're my own things mishali. Ani yamarti, I said, kol sheno l'regel over the essay. By me, there's a mitzvah essay to be other regal to come to Yerushalayim, to Gimur Golem. Hey, Mamru, what did Yeravim say? Kol Oyla L'Regel, just the opposite. Whoever's going to go up to Oyla L'Regel, whoever will go up to Yerushalayim, Yedake B'cherev, they'll be killed with a sword, that they went overboard. Since was the Maaseh with Yeravim, this is the way he made them worship of the Zara, and the reason why was because of his Gasei Heruach, that he couldn't see it, that he would not be the king. So the only way to do it was to stop them from going through Shlayim. That's how he stopped them. Plus it says, Vayihi bo'esahi, v'yerovim yotzim Yerushalayim. Yerovim went out of Yerushalayim. Vayim tzoy sa'ach yashileini, hanovi b'derech. The novi, ach you met him. V'u meschase b'sal mechadosha. Yerovim was wearing a new clothing, a new suit. So what does that mean, a sal mechadosha? Well, the novi doesn't just say he was wearing a new suit. So Tona Mishum Reb Yaisi Aisi Muzumanis Lapronius. That was the time to have punishment. Rashi Sheshom Nechlok Malchus Yisrael. That's where the Malchus Yisrael divided. The Samach by Rareta that says Vayika Kasasalmo Vayikorum Lishnayan and Lishne Mosa Kroin. But Ace, it says what Ace to Kudasam Yoivdu. The time when Hashem will give us punishment. Tana Mishum Reb Yaisi. Eith Mizumenes Lepronis. There are certain times that are set aside for punishment. And this was the time now by Yeravim. Says, Be'eith Rotson Anisecha. There's also an Eith Rotson. When Hashem desires us, then He'll listen to us. Tana Mishum Reb Yaisi. There are certain times that are set aside for Tov that Hashem does good. Now the Pasuk says, the time when Hashem will remember us and give us back punishment for the avarice we did. The Pasuk means that there is a special time that Hashem sets aside to give us punishment. It says, Yehuda went down from his brothers. Satani, we learned here also, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Eis Muzumena for Pronis. This is also time, Muzumin for Pronis. He left his brothers. Rashi says, Shetomo Nishai Vesreifa, Omeisu Shnei Bona. Shetomo Nishai Vesreifa, and the two children died. Vayelach Rechova and Shechem. So Rechova went to Shechem. Ki Shechem bo, ko Yisro laham lechoisei. Because that's what Klai Yisrael wanted to make him for king. Tanim Shum Rabbi Yosi, Mokim Mizum Lepronius B'Shchem. Shchem is a place that always punishment, bad things happen there. Imo Es Dina B'Shchem. That's where Dina Adznus with Shchem over there. Mokru Ochiv Es Yosef B'Shchem. The brothers sold Yosef in Shchem. And Nechluku Malchus Beis David. And that's where Malchus here by Yerovam, that's where it was Nechluku in Shchem. Now the pasuk says, "The Yeravam Yotzim Yerushalayim." Yeravam went out, left Yerushalayim. Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Popo She Yotzim Mipiska She Yerushalayim. He left the vicinity of Yerushalayim, means he had nothing to do with Yerushalayim anymore. Rashi says, "Mechlolish Lelasabala." He had no intention of coming back anymore. Like he removed himself from Yerushalayim. Then it says, "Vayimtzoi soi achya shaleni hanavi b'derech v'humeschasa b'simna chadashi." He was wearing a new clothing. Ushneim levadam b'sada. They're both alone in the field. Now again, my b'simna chadashi. What does it mean? Yerovam was wearing a new clothing. Omer Rav Nachman kesalmo chadasha. Like it means like a new clothing. Ma salmo chadasha. Ain boshum doifit. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no mistakes. It's a good. It's a new suit. After Rosai Shah Yerovim Lehoya Boshum Daifi, the Torah of Yerovim, he was a god Lador, he wasn't missing anything. There was no doubt. Rashi says, Gimgum. He wasn't mistaken. He had no doubts. He knew everything clearly. So, Rach, another pshat is, Salmo Chadosha Shechitshu Dvorim Shiloshomu Oizum Yerlam. He was like a Mayanamas Gabi Yerovim. He was at his times now, being Mechadish, saying new Torah that nobody ever heard. Because Amisha Mayanamas Gabir. Rashi says Shechitshu means Darshu Divrei Torah Ben Yerovam LeYachya. He's saying great things. He was a god lador here. He was the best one in learning. Ushneim Levadam Ason Apotek says both of them, Yerovam and Achya, was alone in the field. Omer Rav Yudam Arav Shekol Talmidei Chachomim Doimim Lefneim Keasvei Asada. Every other Talmud Chacham alive then was like the grass in front of them. They couldn't come to them. Vika the Amri and some Vika the Amar should call Time May Torah Megunah Lehem Kesoda. All the secrets of the Torah, all the Tamim of the Torah, the hidden Tamim Torah were appealed, revealed to Yerovam, mamish like the open field. He was mamish a god lador in learning Torah. Yerovam was the greatest one in his door, and the reason why he went off, the mercy before, is only because of Gati Ruach. Lachain it says Titni Shaluchim. I'll give Shaluchim means I'll give a get, like I'll send them away. Al Mereshes Gath, the people that want to fight against Gath. What does this mean? Omer Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa. Yotza Basko. Basko came out to Yomel and said to them, they said to Yerovam, like, you're afraid now to fight against Gath. You want to give them up. Is that right? Me sure against Aplishti. His brother Melech that killed Goliath for Hoirish Eschem Gath. And he was the one who was able to conquer Gath. Gath was the one city that from times of Yeshua onwards, Klai Yisrael couldn't capture them. It was a very fortified city of the Plishti. And David HaMelech, he was the one who was able to capture them. So now, Kitnu Shaluchim Labonov, you want to send them away, like, let them have the freedom. But the Astel, Yastel, Malchi Yisrael, is that right, Yerovam, something that David fought for, you should give up. Omer Rav Chinam Abba Papa. Whoever has enjoyment from this world, b'loy bracha without thanking Hashem, kilu geizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you're stealing from Hashem. In other words, if we take something, we're like buying it. We take food, we're buying it. The way we pay back to Hashem is with a bracha. And also Knesset Yisrael. You're stealing from the Knesset Yisrael, because if you do not make a bracha, they'll be bad, they'll be peronious for Klal Yisrael. Shem HaPosik says, Goizel Ovev Imoy. Somebody steals from his father and mother. The Yerman, he says, in Poshaya, I'm not doing anything wrong. You should know such a person, Chavruhu Liyish Mashkes. He's a good friend of a Mashkes, of a destroyer. Now, V'yein Ovev El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem HaPosik says, Alohu Avivu Konecho. Therefore, you are stealing from your father, from Hashem. V'yein ima yel Knesset Yisrael. Ima means Knesset Yisrael. Shenema says, Shema b'ni musar avicha v'yal titash Torah simecha. Don't take away Torah simecha. So that's Klal Yisrael. So by not making a bracha, you're stealing from both. My, what does it mean? Chavru liyishmashis. You become a friend to a destroyer. Chavru liyirovim ben avot. You become a friend. You're just like Yerovim ben avot. Shehishchis Yisrael avim shemashmayim. He destroyed the Jews from HaKadosh from Hashem. He instituted Avodah Zarah. Now it says, Vayidach Yerovim ben Avot es Yisrael meyachri Hashem. He took them away from Hashem. Vayachtiyam chatzol gedoyla. He made a terrible sin by instituting Avodah Zarah. Omer Rebbe Chonon, Kishtei maklois hamatiza zu azu. Like two sticks that hit one another. That's the machlekes sin. That's what he did to between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. He made a rift. He made them fight. He separated them. Yeah. The pasuk says, "V'day zov," and by in Devarim there was enough gold. Omru devei Rabbi Yanai. Oma Moshe of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Hashem, "Ribono shel Olam, b'shvil kesef zov sheishpato lehem liYisrael. You gave the Jews so much gold and silver, atchiyem rudai." So they're able to say, we have enough. You can imagine how much they had. Yeah. They're able to say they have enough. You can imagine how much they had. So that's what happened. That's what Gorum Lem Lasois Lem Lehezov. That's what caused them to make the eagle. Like Moshe was trying to Malamit Chus and Klal Yisrael, why they made the Chet eagle. Moshe, it's an example. Eina Ri Duris V'noyim Mitakupa Shoteven. A lion is not happy, does not go into a kupa of straw. Only with his good meat there. So the meat is what caused him to kill. Here also, the gold you gave is what caused him. Omer Reb Oishia, Ad Yerovam HaYisrael Yonkim Yegelecha. Up until Yerovam's time, Klal Yisrael only had one chet pegel. They only brought one egel so far. But Mikan V'elech, after his time, Mishnayim Mishloisha Golem. They had now two and three Averis, because he instituted two more Egelezov. So we had one from the Ego, the Dor HaMidbar, and then they had the new two by Yerovam. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Ein Lecho Kol Peronius U'Peronius Shebol Yerlom, Shein Bo Echod Mi'esrim V'Yabo, V'Hachro Litra Shel Egel HaRishon. That every punishment we receive, 1/24th of it, is to pay back for the Chet Egel. Because we were never paid back completely because of the Chet Egel. Shnemrit says the Vyoim Pokti of Akarati Aleichem Chatosim. I'll always remember the Chet of the Eagle. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Le'achar Esrim V'Yabor Dairois Gonvo Posig Zer. After Nidvo Posig Zer, if 24 Dairois came out this Posig, Shnemar Vayikur B'Yozne Kel God Olemar Korvo Pekudes Yer V'Yish Kli Mashkis B'Yozne Achad Vor Mazel L'Shavi Rav Midak Aruah. After these things didn't return, my Acha, what happened now? Like, what's something new? It says, after these things, Yerovim still did not return, did not do tshuva. Omri Rabbi Abba, Achar she'tofsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerovim Bevigdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed the hold of Yerovim. In other words, first he was a Godel Ador, he was a big tzaddik. But he had Gasti Ruach, he went off, he wanted to be the king, so he told Klal Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah. So his first chusim still helped him a little bit, that Hashem now grabbed him and said, Yerovam, listen, V'yomaloi, Chazor b'chor, return, do tshuva now. And if you do tshuva, I'll accept you. And Hashem even told him, Ani v'atol ben Yishai netayel b'gan Eden. Yishno, if you do tshuva now, Yerovam, if everything you did, I'll still accept you, and me, and you, and ben Yishai, David, will walk together in Gan Eden. That's what Hashem is telling Yerovam right now. Meredith. Oh my Lord, but Yerovam said back to Hashem, Nei Barosh, who's going to be the head? Who's going to be the leader here? If I'll be the leader, I'll do it. If I'm not going to be the leader, I can't do it. Is Ben Yishai Barash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeravim, no, David HaMelech, he's going to be the leader. Is the Hochi said Leibina, if so I can't. My Gaskis HaRuach will not let me. Even though his Seichel, his son told him he should, but his Gaskis HaRuach, his haughtiness that he had, just didn't let him. Sometimes we're clawing so much to the Gaskis HaRuach, your Seichel doesn't win anymore. Your Gaskis HaRuach won over him. He said no to Hashem. Unbelievable, this is my service. This is the famous story that always goes over. Unbelievable. What you could build up in yourself. So Hashem himself, he told him, no, I can't return. Rabbahu used to give drushes about our mission, about the three kings that were not Zeichel El Mabur. His cholish, he became sick. So vice versa, he was afraid that maybe the Shemayim, the Malachim, are ganging up upon him. So Kibbul Oled LeDorish, he accepted upon himself, let me play safe, and he stopped darshaning about Yeravam. He didn't want anything to happen to him. He was the Yitzpach, but then he came well.